Part 1. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Statue of Liberty inscription by 19th-century Jewish poet Emma Lazarus. Chapter 1. Saving the Children. For nearly 12 years, Günter Stern had the best of childhoods. He spent those idyllic days in Hildesheim, one of the oldest and most picturesque towns in northern Germany, built along the windswept banks of the Innerste River and surrounded by rolling hills dotted with farms, dairies, and grazing livestock. The town's cobblestone streets were lined by centuries-old spire-topped buildings and churches. Reaching skyward as it climbed up the sides of the Hildesheim Cathedral's apse was a 35-foot dog rose reputed to be the world's oldest living rosebush. It was nearly the same age as the town, which is how it got its name, Tausendjähriger Rosenstock, Thousand-Year Rose. According to local legend, as the pink-blossomed rose flourished, so did the town. Since its earliest days, Hildesheim had been the seat of a Roman Catholic archbishop, and for centuries the majority of its residents were Catholic. After the Reformation, which had its roots in Germany, many Catholics turned Protestant, mostly Lutheran, and by the 1930s, Hildesheim's 65,000 inhabitants were divided between the two major Christian religions. There were fewer than 1,000 Jews in the town, which mirrored their representation nationally. A June 1933 census found less than 1% of Germany's population was Jewish, roughly a 500,000 Jews out of 67 million people. When Jews settled in Hildesheim early in the 17th century, they built half-timbered houses with ornate wood-carved facades. The town's Moorish-style synagogue was built on Lappenberg Street in 1849, an area that became one of Hildesheim's most scenic neighborhoods. Günther was a bright and inquisitive boy.